Can we borrow old Sister Ficaria for a while? It won't take long, and we'll bring her right back.
The tall, somber squirrel frowned at the little party.
Is this some kind of foolish prank?
Samuelus spread his paws disarmingly.
Oh, no, brother. We just need to borrow her for a bit.
The saturnine infirmary keeper glared at Samuelus.
Borrow, Sister Ficaria? Borrow? No, you may not. She has important work to attend to, go, eh?
He was about to slam the door in their faces when a small, high-pitched voice called out from within.
Wait! I'll get my stick! Wait, I'm coming!
A moment later, a tiny mouse scooted out, carrying a walking stick, which was totally unnecessary. Bisky offered her his paw, renewing the request.
Might we borrow you for a bit, ma'am?
Old Sister Ficaria beamed a twinkling smile.
What a handsome young mouse! Of course he may!
She looked over the rims of her tiny glasses at Taurillus.
I'm sure you can do without me for a few moments, brother. Won't be long.
Leaning on Bisky's paw, she trotted off along the corridor.
'Tis just down here. My, my, isn't this all exciting? Pay no heed to Taurillus, he means well.
Old Sister Ficaria's room was above the Dibbons' dormitory, a cosy, medium-sized bedchamber. She invited them in.
Sit anywhere, friends. I shared this room for many, many seasons with Miss Laburnum. There's only me here since she passed on. That was a while back. 15, 20 seasons. Who knows?
Samuelus installed her in a woven osier armchair.
Sister, it's about the pom-pom rhyme. You remember the one you told me about?
Humphrey Spickle looked totally bemused.
Pom-pom?
The little old sister smiled at him.
Yes, that's the one. Do you know it too?
Samuelus crouched in front of her, holding both their paws to focus the sister's attention.
No, he doesn't. It's only you who knows the rhyme. Can you say it for us, please?
She stared at Samuelus, as if seeing him for the first time.
You're quite old, aren't you?
Then the sister patted Bisky's paw.
But you're very young and very handsome, too. I saw a picture of Prince Gonf once. You look very like him. You're not gone, for you?